from sturdy stock. They were tall brown people and merry, with a keen eyesight of the soaring hawk, and lips like the red hawberry. Horny-handed folks in nerve to toil, they marched in the Pioneer Legion to carve a home from the virgin soil of Virginia's furthermost region. I was born on the Wilderness Road in a tawny gunlit clearing. I cut my teeth on an oxen goad, and I had a backwoods rearing. I remember the cabin there in the clearing on Big Wheeling, the coarse but wholesome pioneer fare, and the herbs that hung from the ceiling. And childhood years, when days were long and the first spring winds were a-blowing, my mother hummed an old well song as my father bent to his hoeing. Then one day the Indians came with inhuman yells and laughter. Our cabin blazed with the rifle flame, and smoke went up to the rafters. But the walls were staunch and the red man fled, and the days flowed on as before. I grew too tall for a trundle bed, I slept on a puncheon floor. So I came to a tall manhood with a woodman's knowledge and daring, with a rifle for my livelihood, I started my forest faring. And once I turned the homeward way, I crossed the trail of some savages, hurried on through the dying day, sensing a scene of ravages. And when I came to the clearing there, where the path of maize was a-greenin', I saw my mother tearing her hair and awaken the woods with her keenin'. My father's form so still and cold, his riven skull was hairless, all that remained of the loved household shattered by red hands careless. Over the grave we dug that night in the rich raw frontier clay, I swore an oath to Harry and Blight, the red race by night and day. I swore it there as the forest gloomed, forbidding and dark in its silence, a savage oath that forever doomed us all to a life of violence. Many red brave homeward bound from the latest scene of his pillage, heard in the forest a moaning sound, and died with the sight of his village. For thus I played on the red man's fear, as I blew through my rifle bore, warning him when his end was near, with the death wind of border lore. And down the years I kept my vow, till the tribes westward turning, left his valley to settler and plow, and freedom from pillage and burning. And time rolled on, and my breath was still, then they laid me away to the long rest. Even in death, my spirit will to continue on with the long quest. Still I follow the trail of the braves, and wraith-like still go stealing over the lands the Ohio lays, Cincinnati to Big Wheeling. On autumn nights when the dark winds carol, thunderstorms roll and rally, you can hear me blow through rifle barrel the length of Ohio Valley.